الحمد لله الذي غمر صفوة عباده بلطائف التخصيص طولا وامتنانا وألف بين قلوبهم فأصبحوا بنعمته إخوانا ونزع الغل من صدورهم فظلوا في الدنيا أصدقاء وأخدانا وفي الآخرة رفقاء وخلانا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا مثيل ولا ضد ولا ند له ليس كمثله شيء. وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا وقائدنا وقرة أعيننا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وحبيبه. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سائر إخوانه من النبيين والمرسلين وعلى آل كل وصحب كل وسلم. أما بعد عباد الله، فإني أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله العلي القدير القائل في محكم كتابه: الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدو إلا المتقين. فالله تبارك وتعالى في هذه الآية أخبرنا أن الذين كانوا في الدنيا أخلاء وأحبابا وأصحابا ينقلبون في الآخرة أعداء لعظم أهوال يوم القيامة وشدة خوفهم فيها. Dear brothers, in the ayah that I recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about the akhilla or the khillan, the very close friends, that on the day of judgment, those close friends that were in this dunya, they will flip into enemies on the day of judgment. They will become enemies towards each other from the hardships that they will see on the day of judgment, from the things that they will be concerned about, from the horrifying things that will appear on the day of judgment. So they will become enemies to each other and hate each other. So فَيَتَعَادَى وَيَتَبَاغَضُ كُلُّ خَلِيلٍ كَانَ فِي الدُّنْيَا عَلَى غَيْرِ تُقًى مَعْ خَلِيلِهِ لِأَنَّهُ يَرَى أَنَّ الضَّرَرَ قَدْ دَخَلَ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ قِبَلِ خَلِيلِهِ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ فَإِنَّ مَوَدَّتَهُمْ تَبْقَى بَيْنَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ وَيَنْتَفِعُ كُلُّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمْ بِصَاحِبِهِ. This enmity will happen except for the believers, the true muttaqun, the pious believers who were friends only for that purpose of iman. They were friends because they were helping each other for the sake of Allah Ta'ala to fulfill the obligations of Allah, to do all the obligations and refrain from the sins. Those kind of friends and companions on the day of judgment, they will remain as good friends and close friends. But the other close friends that you see in this dunya, who are friends just to hang around with, chat around, have fun, but they are not friends for akhirah. They are not friends in taqwa. They are only dunya friends. They will turn into enemies on the day of judgment. المتقون إخوة الإيمان هم الذين يقومون بحقوق الله وحقوق العباد. The muttaqun, the pious believers, dear brothers, are those who fulfill the rights of Allah and the rights towards the slaves. وذلك بأداء ما افترض الله عليهم واجتناب ما حرم وبمعاملة العباد معاملة صحيحة موافقة لشرع الله. هؤلاء من شأنهم أنهم يتواصون ويتعاونون على ما يرضي الله تعالى. So the true friends are those who fulfill the obligations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They avoid all the prohibitions that He made, and they treat each other in the proper treatment that Allah accepts. They are friends, and with treating each other in a way that is accepted by the religion, those are the kind of friends who advise each other and they help each other in whatever is accepted by Allah subhanahu. يَجْتَمِعُونَ عَلَى الطَّاعَةِ وَيَتَفَرَّقُونَ عَلَيْهَا. They meet in obedience and they leave with obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا يَغُشْ وَلَا يَخُونُ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا. Without cheating him or deceiving him. They don't cheat or deceive each other. وَلَا يَدُلُّ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا عَلَى بِدْعَةِ ضَلَالَةِ أَوْ فِسْقٍ أَوْ فُجُورٍ أَوْ ظُلْمٍ. And they don't lead each other to something that is prohibited, to a bad innovation. They don't lead each other to misguidance, to enormous sins, nor to injustice. They rather lead each other to the khayr. They are friends in khayr. And it doesn't matter what they are, what color they are, what nationality they are, how rich or how poor they are. Because in Islam we don't have this superiority between colors or reputation or money. It is rather superiority in iman and in taqwa only. There is no difference between an Arab and a non-Arab in superiority except in taqwa, as the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned. هؤلاء الذين جمعهم حب الله وأحب كل واحد منهم أخاه لوجه الله فتصافوا الحب في الله تعالى وأعلم كل واحد منهم أخاه أنه يحبه. So these kind of good friends that we're talking about are those who are sincere towards each other and sincere in loving each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they inform the other that he loves him for the sake of Allah. It is a good thing to do that. It's a good thing to say to your fellow brother, I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it's mentioned in the hadith that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, إِذَا أَحَبَّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَخَاهُ فَلْيُعْلِمْهُ. Which means if one of you loved his fellow brother, let him tell him about that. Tell him, I love you for the sake of Allah. It will make him happy. You'll get reward for making him happy as well. ثُمَّ إِنْ حَصَلَتْ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمْ مَعْصِيَ يَنْهَاهُ أَخُوهُ وَيَزْجُرُهُ فَفِي ذَلِكَ إِعَانَةٌ لِأَخِيهِ الْمُؤْمِنْ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ وَلِلْآخِرَةِ. If he saw his fellow brother doing haram, he will rush to advise him, to give him an advice لله تعالى. And if he will lead him to do the good. And sometimes he might be angry at him because he is doing the haram. This is a good thing. Why? Because he wants to lead him to the khayr. If you have such friends or if you find such friends, then hold tight to them. Hold tight to them and don't let them go. If they advise you when you do something haram or if they see you doing something improper, about religiously improper, and they advise you, that means they care for you, for your akhirah. Those are the kind of friends to keep. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was asked, Ya Rasulallah, ayyu julasaina khayr? O Prophet of Allah, which one of us, which one of those who sit with us is the best? The Sahaba are asking, amongst our friends, who is the best one of them? He said alayhi salatu wasalam, afdal julasaihim, yani, qal, مَنْ ذَكَّرَكُمْ بِاللَّهِ رُؤْيَتُهُ وَزَادَكُمْ فِي عِلْمِكُمْ مَنْطِقُهُ وَذَكَّرَكُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ عَمَلُهُ. So this is the best of the friends. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, he is the one whom as soon as you see him, he reminds you about Allah Ta'ala, meaning about obeying Allah. And his speech, whenever he talks, he will increase your knowledge. And as soon as you see him doing something, he will remind you of the Akhirah. That means he has good look, the appearance of a pious person. He has a good knowledge, so that he's teaching you just by talking. When he talks about beneficial things. And that means his actions are good, reminding you of the Akhirah, because whatever he's doing something good for the Akhirah. فمن مثل هؤلاء يا أحباب اختر يا أخي المسلم صاحبك وذلك لأن أكثر ما يعينك على الطاعة مخالطة المطيعين وأكثر ما يدخلك في الذنب مخالطة المذنبين. So this is the kind of friends you want to pick, dear brothers. Because most of the time, the one that leads you to the haram, usually it's the one who you are with as a friend. Your friends might lead you to the haram and they might lead you to the khair. So your friend has a big influence on you towards doing good or towards doing bad. So make sure you pick the right person, the kind that will lead you to the khair at all times. And make sure your children also pick the right friends and the right person that will lead them to the khair. As the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, Al-mar'u ala dini khalilihi, falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalil. Because the person will be influenced by his companion, his friend. So let the person pick the right companion because he will make a big influence on him. والنفس من شأنها المحاكاة والتشبه بصفات من قارنها فصحبة الغافلين سبب لحصول الغفلة. It's natural for the self to be influenced, subhanAllah, by whatever it sees. So the one who is a friend of the neglectors, those who neglect the obedience to Allah, neglect the obligations, he will become negligent. He will become lazy, neglecting the obligations. Why? Because his friends are the kind of neglectors. They ignore the obligations towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَدْ قَالَ الْإِمَامُ مَالِكُ لَا تَصْحَفْ فَاجِرًا لَأَلَّا تَتَعَلَّمْ مِنْ فُجُورِهِ. وقال ابن رشد لا ينبغي أن يصحب إلا من يقتدى به في دينه وخيره. Which means don't take as a friend, Imam Malik said, don't take as a friend a person who does haram, enormous sinner, because then you will learn from his actions. If he's doing enormous haram, you're gonna be influenced by that. And Ibn Rushd, he said, you should not be friend except those who lead you to the khair. Except those who lead you in your faith, in your religion, and towards what is beneficial. لِأَنَّ قَرِينَ السُّوءِ يُرْدِي فَإِيَّاكَ أَن تُصَاحِبْ مَنْ لَا تَثِقْ بِهِ وَبِأَمَانَتِهِ وَتَعْرِفْ صَلَاحَهُ وَتَقْوَاهُ فَإِنَّ الْمَرْأَ يَكُونُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مَعْ مَنْ أَحَبُّ وَيَنْبَغِي أَن يَكُونَ فِي مَنْ تُؤْثَرْ صُحْبَتُهُ خَمْسُ خِصَالٍ أَن يَكُونَ عَاقِلًا حَسَنَ الْخُلُقِ حَسَنَ الْخُلُقِ لَا فَاسِقًا وَلَا مُبْتَدِعًا وَلَا حَرِيصًا عَلَى الدُّنْيَا. So, dear brothers, don't take as a friend the person who you don't trust or you don't feel comfortable or safe when he is around. And make sure you know this kind of friend is the one that fears Allah. If you know that he is a God-fearing person, then that's the good person to be around. That's the good friend to be with. And also take note that the good friend has five traits. Some of the good things to see in a friend are the following: that he is mindful, he is mindful person, and that he has good manners, good akhlaq, good adab, and he is not an enormous sinner, he is not a bad innovator, and he is not the kind of friend that is attached to the dunya. أما العقل فهو رأس المال. As for being mindful, being clever and mindful, this is your capital in friendship. وَلَا خَيْرَ فِي صُحْبَةِ الْأَحْمَقِ. And there is no use and no benefit in becoming a friend to an idiot, to a person who is very dull. There is no benefit in that. لِأَنَّهُ يُرِيدْ أَنْ يَنْفَعَكَ وَلَكِنَّهُ يَضُرُّكَ. Because he really wants to benefit you, but in reality he is harming. So that's not the good friend. وَأَمَّا حُسْنُ الْخُلُقِ فَلَا بُدَّ مِنْهُ. As for حُسْنُ الْخُلُقِ, the good manners, then this is essential. It is very important in your friend to have the good akhlaq, the good mannerism, because it will influence on you as well. إِذْ رُبَّ عَاقِلٍ يَغْلُبُهُ غَضَبْ أَوْ شَهْوَ فَيُطِيعُ هَوَاهُ فَلَا خَيْرَ فِي صُحْبَتِهِ. You might have a mindful, clever person, but he has bad manners. That is not a good thing. If he is a clever person, but he is short-tempered, bad-mannered, then that is not a good friend. There is no benefit in his friendship. وأما الفاسق فلا يخاف الله ومن لا يخاف الله لا تؤمن غائلته ولا يوثق به. As for the fasiq friend, the friend who is an enormous sinner, he does not fear Allah. If he does not fear and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you cannot trust his friendship. So you have to be aware of that. أَمَّا الْمُبْتَدِعْ فَيُخَافُ مِنْ صُحْبَتِهِ سَرَيَانُ بِدْعَتِهِ. As for the innovator, the Muslim, but he does haram things continuously, or he has wrong beliefs, then that person, you fear that he will remain on this bad innovation, so there is no use in such friendship. Now let's talk, dear brothers, about some of the rights of the friendship, the rights of the friend on you. مِنْ حَقِّ الصُّحْبَةِ الإيثار بالمال. Among the rights of the friend towards the other is to be eager to help in for the sake of Allah Ta'ala in money. If he is in need, you help him immediately. لله تعالى. وبذل الفاضل منه عند حاجة صاحبه إليه. يعني when your friend is in need, in financial need truly, then you are there ready to help him out for the sake of Allah. This is one of the things that the friend expects from his other friend. ويروى أن فتحا الموصلي جاء إلى صديق له يقال له عيسى التمار. اسمعوا إلى هذه القصة. فلم يجده في المنزل. هذا الرجل أتى إلى صاحبه ما وجده في البيت. فقال للخادمة أخرجي لي كيس أخي. أعطيني كيس المال لأخي. فأخرجته فأخذ منه درهمين وذهب. فجاء عيسى إلى منزله فأخبرته الجارية بذلك، فقال من فرحه أن أخذ صاحبه أخذ منه مال يعني، فمن شدة فرحه قال لها إن كنت صادقة أنه هو أخذ المال مني فأنت حرة. فنظر فإذا هي قد صدقت فأعتقها. So listen to the story. What happened is it was narrated that Fath, a person named Fath al-Musili, he came to a friend of him, his name was Isa. Fath came to a person, to his friend's house, his name was Isa. Isa al-Tammar, he did not find him at home. I'm giving you an example of the very close friendship. Then he, when he came to visit his friend, the servant at his house told him he's not home. Then Fath, he said to her, give me his bag, the bag where he keeps the money. Then she gave him the bag. He took from that bag of his friend 2 dirhams and then he left. Then Isa, which is his friend, came back home and the servant told him, your friend came and he asked me for your bag. He took 2 dirhams from it. He took money from it and left. Then he said, I swear by Allah, if you're honest, if you're truthful, he was so happy about that. If you're truthful, I'm going to set you free. You are no longer a slave. Then he looked, he checked the bag. He found that really his friend came and he took the dirhams. And he was so happy about that. He set her free. Why? He felt that his friend loves him so much that he came and asked and took the money without asking him because he knows that he accepts. This is from their closeness in relation and because they are friends for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمِنْ حَقِّ الصُّحْبَةِ الْإِعَانَ بِالنَّفْسِ فِي الْحَاجَاتِ. And also among the rights of the friendship is to physically help your fellow brother when he is in need. والمبادرة إلى قضاء مصالحه من غير أن يحوجه إلى الطلب وذلك درجات أدناها القيام بالحاجة عند السؤال والقدرة مع البشاشة والاستبشار. Also among the good friendship is you rush to fulfill the needs of your fellow brother when he is in need without him asking. And the least of that is when he asks you for something, when you are able, you do it with a pleasant face, with a happy face. You're helping while you're showing that you're happy about that, because you're helping your fellow brother for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَوْسَطُهَا الْقِيَامُ بِالْحَوَائِجِ مِنْ غَيْرِ سُؤَالٍ. And it would be better if you do it, يعني fulfill his needs without him asking for that. وأعلاها تقديم حوائجه على حوائج نفسه. And what's even better than that is for you to prioritize the needs of your fellow brother over your needs. So for example, if you are busy doing something, but your friend needed to do something, then you set your things aside and you prioritize the needs of your brother on your own. This is among the good friendships. وَقَدْ كَانَ بَعْضُ السَّلَفِ يَتَفَقَّدُ عِيَالَ أَخِيهِ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهِ 40 سَنَةً فَيَقْضِي حَوَائِجَهُمْ. And some of the people from the Salaf time, they were so good towards their fellow Muslim brothers to the extent that after their friends die, he will continue to check on his children to make sure that their needs are fulfilled. And he would do that for years. Some of them did it for 40 years. That means he is looking after the children of his fellow brother, his friend after he died. He continued to check on them, making sure they have their needs. Whatever they needed help, he would help them. All of this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the kind of friends that we're looking for. And this is the kind of friends that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam raised and taught. This is how he taught the Sahaba to be, and this is how we ought to be. ومنها كذلك كتمان السر وستر عيوبه في حضوره وغيبته والسكوت عن تبليغ ما يسوءه من مذمة الناس. Also among the rights of the friendships, the friend towards the other, is to keep his secrets. You don't go and expose it and talk about it to others. And to hide his faults, especially in front of others when he is there. You don't talk about his faults, his defects. Every one of us has defects. So when your friend is present with some other friends, you don't go exposing his defects. Rather, you hide them and you stay silent from saying anything that will bother him or that will make him feel dispraised by the people. And among the good friendship or the good signs of being a true Muslim friend is when your friend is talking, you give him complete attention. You listen to him until he finishes what he had to say. And you leave out argument. You don't argue. This is not a good thing. The Prophet in general, alayhi salatu wasalam, dispraised those who argue for nothing, for useless matters. They argue about silly things. Not they're arguing to prove a religious matter. No. It's dispraised, however, to argue about worldly things that are useless. So this is also among the good friendship. And it is good to call your friend with the best names that he likes. If he has a favorite name, call him with that name that he loves the most. It will make him happy. This is among the good friendship as well. And it's among the good friendship or the signs of the good friend is to praise him, to mention the good things about him in front of the people for the sake of Allah Ta'ala without exaggerating and without lying. To be praiseful to him and to be thankful at the same time. Whenever he does something, always thank him in his face. Thank him for whatever he said or he did. And if he's not there, you make sure you protect his reputation and you defend his name. If someone came to talk or bash him, then you are there to show your trust by protecting your fellow brother, your Muslim brother. If someone is talking about him, you treat that matter as if they're talking about you. This is the good friend. Also, among the important things towards friendship in Islam is to be advisable, to give the advice him gently. ومن يعني من من حقوق الصحبة أن ينصحه أن ينصح الصاحب أخاه بلطف وتعريض إذا احتاج إليه ويعفو عن زلته وهفوته. To advise him in a gentle way, and also at the same time you overlook his mistakes. You are forgiving and you don't highlight the errors that he made. Rather, you overlook them so that you don't break his heart. وقد قال الفضيل: الفتوة الصفح عن زلات الإخوان. And this means the good friendship is to overlook the mistakes of the brothers. فإن كانت زلته في دينه فيتلطف في نصحه مهما كان. If his mistake was a religious mistake, then you be very gentle in passing that advice to him. Why? Because you want the fruits. You want the result that we correct that religious matter which he did wrongly. If he's doing something incorrectly in the religion, you are very gentle to pass on the advice so that we get the results, which is doing the things religiously. وَلَا يَتْرُكْ زَجْرَهُ وَوَعْضَهُ وَلَا يُكْثِرِ الْعَتَبْ عَلَيْهِ. And you should not ignore reprimanding your friend when he does something wrong, especially if it's haram. You don't say it's okay, it's his problem or his mistake. No. True friends, they will stand for each other, they will help each other, they will advise each other, and they will show it towards each other. And you should not continue to show a lot of blame to the extent where if you continue to blame him, he will repel and compel and he will never accept anymore. So you have to be moderate and you have to be very gentle. وَمِنْهَا أَنْ يُحْسِنَ الْوَفَاءَ مَعْ أَهْلِهِ وَأَقَارِبِهِ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهِ. Among the good friendship also is to be kind towards his family and his relatives after he passes away. So when your friend dies, you continue and keep this good treatment towards his family and his children. وَأَنْ لَا يُكَلِّفَهُ شَيْئًا مِنْ حَاجَاتِهِ كَيْ لَا يُثْقِلَ عَلَيْهِ وَأَنْ يُرِيحَ قَلْبَهُ مِنْ مَهَمَّاتِهِ وَيُظْهِرَ لَهُ الْفَرَحْ بِجَمِيعِ مَا يَسُرُّهُ وَيُظْهِرْ لَهُ الْحُزْنَ بِمَا يَنَالُهُ مِنَ الْمَكَارِهِ وَأَنْ يُسِرَّ لَهُ مِثْلَ مَا يُظْهِرُهُ فَيَكُونَ صَادِقًا فِي وُدِّهِ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَّةً. Also among the good signs is not to bother him a lot, even with things that you needed, not to overload him with tasks, with requests, with things that you needed, and to keep, show him a pleasant face. Be pleasant, be happy, show him things that will make him happy as well. All of these things are amongst the good friendship. And to be happy when he's happy, to be sad when he's sad, to share the sadness, and also to initiate the salam as soon as you see him. When you see your fellow brother, start by saying assalamu alaikum to him. You initiate the salam. And if he wants to have a seat, you make sure you clear the way so he has a seat. And you let him sit, and if he's getting up, you get up with him. These are among the good things that he will please him. And the scholars, they mentioned some examples not to do towards your fellow brother, your fellow friend. That if he's going somewhere, you don't go directly and ask him, where are you going? Maybe he doesn't want to mention. So you don't need to mention something like that. وَيَنْبَغِي أَخِ الْمُسْلِمِ أَنْ تَتْرُكَ إِسَاءَةَ الظَّنِّ بِأَخِيكَ وَأَنْ تَحْمِلَ فِعْلَهُ عَلَى الْحَسَنِ مَهْمَا أَمْكَنَ. This is very important. It is really important that you don't think ill about your fellow Muslim. Based on suspicions or doubts, you start making judgments. You misjudge him based on thoughts. This is not a good thing. The Prophet ﷺ warned from thinking badly about the Muslim based on suspicions or about thoughts or hearsay that was said. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And to give him execute or to take his actions in a positive way as much as you can. Subhanallah. Try to think of his actions in a positive way as much as possible. And not to think ill about him. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned in the hadith, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالظَّنِّ فَإِنَّ الظَّنَّ أَكْذَبُ الْحَدِيثِ. وقال ابن المبارك قال المؤمن يطلب المعاذير والمنافق يطلب الزلات. So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام warned us strictly about thinking ill about the fellow Muslim. And ابن المبارك, he said, the good Muslim is the one who finds excuses for his fellow brother, and the hypocrite is the one who fetches or searches for mistakes and faults in that person. ومنها أن يتودد إليه بلسانه ويتفقد في أحواله ويسأل عما عرض له ويظهر شغل قلبه بسببه ويبدي السرور بما يسر به. Also among the rights of the friendship in Islam is to be kind to him with your tongue, with things that you say. To be very kind and generous by saying good words that will please him. All of this, dear brothers, is rewardable. All of this is from the akhlaq and the adab of the pious ones. And also to check on him, check if he's doing well, if he's okay, if he's fine, if his family is fine. To check what is bothering him, what's disturbing him. And to show that you're worried about him. Your heart is occupied because of his situations. And to show your happiness when happiness happens in their life, in his life. ومنها الوفاء والإخلاص والوفاء الثبات على الحب إلى الموت وبعد موت الأخ مع أولاده وأصدقائه. وقد أكرم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عجوزا وقال إنها كانت تأتينا زمن خديجة وإن حسن العهد من الإيمان. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was a true friend. He would keep the friendship even from before time. He used to care for an old woman that was during the time of his wife Khadija. And he would care for her and would treat her in a nice way. And he said that this is from al-Iman. Being good towards others, even towards the friends of your friends for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to be loyal and sincere. And being loyal means to keep that love for him even until death. To keep the love that you have for your friend until death. Those are the kind of akhilla that Allah Ta'ala praised in Al-Quran, in the ayah we started our speech with. فَحْرِصْ أَخِي الْمُسْلِمِ عَلَى مُخَالَطَةِ التَّقِيِّ فَإِنَّ فِيهِ حِفْظَ دِينِكِ وَهُوَ أَوْلَى لَكَ مِنْ مُخَالَطَةِ غَيْرِ التَّقِيِّ كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام لا تصاحب إلا مؤمنا ولا يأكل طعامك إلا تقي. اللهم اجعلنا من الإخوة المتحابين فيك ومن الذين يجتمعون على طاعتك وثبتنا على الإيمان وسدد خطانا نحو الخير يا أرحم الراحمين. هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين استغفر الله. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونشكره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. والصلاة والسلام على محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد عباد الله فإني أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله العلي العظيم في السر والعلن. اتقوا الله وأطيعوه وتوبوا إليه من كل ذنب واستغفروه. Dear brothers, again I urge you to fear Allah Ta'ala and to obey Him and to be fulfilling all the obligations and to repent from all the sins and to pick the right friend that will help you in your akhirah matters and to remember that the good pious friends who meet for the sake of Allah and advise each other for the sake of Allah and treat each other kindly for the sake of Allah and die like this, they will remain friends in the day of judgment, whereas the rest of the friends in this dunya who do not meet for piety or on the taqwa of Allah Ta'ala, they will flip into enemies on the day of judgment. Due to the ayah that we mentioned, الْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ جَعَلَنَا اللَّهُ وَإِيَّاكُمْ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَكُمْ بِأَمْرٍ عَظِيمٍ, أَمَرَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالسَّلَامِ عَلَى نَبِيِّهِ الْكَرِيمِ, فَقَالَ وَهُوَ أَصْدَقُ الْقَائِلِينَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. يقول الله تعالى: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. اللهم إنا دعوناك فاستجب لنا دعاءنا، فاغفر اللهم لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين. اللهم سخر لنا الأخلاء الصالحين واجعلهم لنا أعوانا على طاعتك، وجنبنا صحبة من لا يخافك، واحفظنا من شر أعمالهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا، واكفنا ما أهمنا، وقنا شر ما نتخوف. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على